The latest rage for kids is driving parents and entire neighborhoods crazy. It's called a whistle tip.
Go.
Nathan. Again, it's about 3:30 in the morning here in Michigan, but I'm wide awake, so everybody knows what a police siren sounds like, or an ambulance. Basically, vocally, it sounds something like this. vocally, that's what the vocal police siren sounds like. Alright, first off, you need to find a high octave note that you can comfortably hum. Usually I hum it in the higher fifth octave, somewhere around the... So find that high note that you can hum. Next thing you need to know is the mouth positioning. This is going to look really silly, but you need to make an over-exaggerated kissing face. If you noticed, like, once the bottom part of these two teeth right here gently touched down on here, it kind of brought out this kind of sound. It kind of sounds like a little bit like a trumpet. And it's just all about manipulation of your mouth, manipulation of where you put your teeth. But don't cram them down on top of that bottom lip, because if you do that, the sound will not come out. Example, but you just want to gently rest it on the bottom lip. And then you want to play with the octaves a little bit. Start humming higher and lower while keeping your mouth in that same shape. And then once you get that down, start going a little bit faster every single time. That way, you start actually hearing the police siren effect come out. When you start doing it slow, it sounds kind of like a regular police car going down the road. But once you start moving it faster, it sounds like a police car in pursuit. So...
What's up? I'm going to show you my talent. I've been able to do this since I was probably 5 years old. So, here's a federal cue and power call. If you got any sirens you want me to do, send me a message and I'll give them a try. See ya.
Hey again, it's me. I just woke up. Okay, hopefully the call sign sounds good on this crap-ass camera. Alright, here we go. Shape your mouth as if you're going to say an F, but your bottom lip should be, like, more like, outwards. So it should be, like, you see that position? Okay. Now, don't tense up your lips. They should be very loose. Now, try to do a very high-pitched hum through your mouth. So it should be like that. It should sound like very fucked up. Okay. But as soon as you make that shape with your mouth, the sound should squeeze through your lips and your teeth. Nothing should vibrate here, so it shouldn't create a tickling feeling. It just sound like... And just keep on practicing, and it's gonna sound better.
So you seal with your tongue up against the side of your teeth and against your fingers, and the air blows across the top, and then you have another chamber underneath. You vary the size of that chamber underneath by moving your tongue, and that controls the pitch of the note.
Do you want me to take one of you? Is it recording?
Yeah.
All right. Film the walker. She just looked over here like, what the fuck was that?
Those people louder. Over there, look at the crabs.
Should I do it really loud?
Yeah. Okay, today we're going to show you police siren. We got the power supply here, nothing special. Running right here to the siren unit. There it is, power supply. We went to Radio Shack, manager special, 30 watt, 60 watt, bullhorn. Other one we had blew up within 3 seconds. This thing's pretty powerful, it's got about 100 watts. We can pretty much do anything we want on a fire truck, ambulance, and police car. So check this out real quick. Rigged up a volume control right here. Let's see if we can. It's pretty loud. This is only one step. That's pretty loud, and that's only one step. You put it up all the way here to the top, yelp it one time or horn it one time, this thing vibrates your skull. Ooh, that thing just moved. That is powerful. That's powerful. We can do PA here. We have a You have a little thing here you can talk about. Hello, hello?
Test, test, 1, 2, test, test.
Get the horn here. Just circles through all of them. Turns it off there, and that's it. Police siren.
Oh God, I've never heard it again.